Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's King SRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Rasmussen Foundation announced on Wednesday the appointment of former Kenai City Manager Paul Ostrander to its board of directors. Ostrander joins the board for a three-year term. The board also renewed terms of four current members, Lyle Gibbons, Dr. Kathy Hulbert, Curtis McQueen, and Marilyn Romano. They will continue to provide leadership and expertise. Paul is an exceptional addition to our board, said Adam Gibbons, chair of the board. His leadership and commitment to serving Alaska communities will strengthen our efforts to address key issues across the state. He brings a valued set of experiences to the board, and we look forward to collaborating with him. Ostrander brings his background in public administration and private enterprise to the foundation. He most recently served as the City of Kenai's city manager from 2017 to 2023 and as chief of staff to then-mayor Mike Navarre for the Kenai Peninsula Borough. Before his time in public service, Ostrander founded and operated Alaska Wireless Communications, a cellular and internet provider serving the Aleutian chain. In a press release, the Rasmussen Foundation said Ostrander's commitment to community service is well-established, having served as president of the Boys and Girls Club Board of Directors and dedicated many years to coaching youth sports in the Kenai area. Paul currently serves as the vice president of the Central Peninsula Hospital Operating Board. As Ostrander steps into his new role on the Rasmussen Board, Mike Navarre, a six-time representative in the Alaska State Legislature and former borough mayor, is stepping away. The foundation extends a heartfelt thank you to Navarre for his 7 years of service on its board of directors, the press release said. U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan, a member of the Senate Armed Service Committee, voted with 84 of his Senate colleagues on Wednesday to pass the fiscal year 2025 National Defense Authorization Act. The $895 billion legislation includes 28 provisions authored by Senator Sullivan and authorizes more than $723 million in military construction for Alaska, said Senator Sullivan.
One of the most important bills of the year because it sets our defense policy, defense spending numbers. It lays out the things that Congress wants to do, hopefully to focus on lethality for our troops. And it's about taking care of our military men and women and their families. So it's a very important bill.
In August, the Air National Guard announced an indefinite exemption for the Air National Guard from the National Guard's full-time leveling initiative that would have negatively impacted the Alaska National Guard and its critical homeland defense mission. Senators Sullivan and Lisa Murkowski were able to include a provision in the NDAA adding 649 new active Guard reserve authorizations to address this gap in positions. Senator Sullivan also secured $723.3 million in military construction authorizations for Alaska, including $250 million for the Joint Integrated Test and Training Facility at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson, and more. Find the full list and more details by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. Troopers say the man whose car was found in the Kenai River on Tuesday was reportedly walking in and out of traffic after leaving his vehicle. They still don't know how his vehicle ended up there, though. When CLES arrived, they located a blue 2019 Hyundai Accent partially submerged near the boat ramp. The following day, on December 17th, around midnight, the Department of Public Safety says a motorist notified Alaska State Troopers of an adult male wandering into traffic on the Sterling Highway. The man informed Alaska State Troopers that he had crashed his car into the Kenai River and had extricated himself from the vehicle. Since then, the cause of the vehicle entering the Kenai River has not yet been determined and remains under investigation. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.